back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One development in the impeachment trial, the conviction phase, starts Tuesday. The Democratic chair of the impeachment managers, in other words, the head impeachment manager, Jamie Raskin, sent a letter to Donald Trump and his lawyers inviting him to testify personally at the hearing. And that hung fire out there for a few hours, and Trump people came back and said no. He said no, and Raskin told them that if they did not testify, and Trump has said certain things that were, he says were factually true, and he's lying, but he said there was fraud and that what he said was true, and it was not to gin up the insurrection. If he's given the opportunity to speak and he doesn't show up, there will be an inference drawn. There will be an inference drawn that he's not telling the truth. You better understand that. So let's parse that. Let's take a good look at that. In a civil trial, and this is not a normal trial. It's certainly not a criminal trial. It's a civil proceeding, but it's not a normal trial. There are 100 jurors, and they're also the judges. And in a jury trial, the jurors are the finders of fact, but the judge decides what evidence comes in. He decides motions on exclusion and that kind of thing of evidence. In this proceeding, there is no judge. There is a ceremonial judge. It's normally the Chief Justice, if there's an incumbent president, and Chief Justice Roberts presided over the impeachment on the Ukraine back a year ago. This time it's Patrick Leahy of Vermont. He's the senior senator in the majority. He's been in the Senate since 1974, longer than anyone else. So he gets to be the ceremonial presiding judge, but he can't say what comes in and what doesn't come in as evidence. The senators vote on that. Well, in this one, I thought it was a very smart thing of Raskin and the impeachment managers to invite Trump to testify. And some people say, Matt, why didn't they subpoena him? They could have subpoenaed him. And you know what? The answer is they subpoenaed a lot of people in the Russia inquiry, and most of them blew it off. They said, the heck with you. Mueller didn't even get Trump to testify in the Mueller investigation. He didn't subpoena him. He could have. Mueller, by the way, is a Republican, and he took a dive. He didn't ask for Trump's financials. He didn't ask for his tax returns. He didn't follow the trail of money from Russia that would have shown the collusion. And he didn't tell anyone else in the FBI he wasn't doing that. And as a result, nobody did it. Mueller took a dive. Do not think that Mueller is a good guy. He's a bad guy. And Comey's worse. Both of them took a dive. Okay, back to the present. Well, back to the present, what we have is Trump saying no. If he'd been subpoenaed, he would have blown it off. You know what the problem is? The problem is that in a normal trial, you issue a subpoena, guy blows it off, you go in for a contempt order, and you send the police or the sheriff out to arrest him. You remember Bill Clinton in that fake impeachment over Monica Lewinsky, started out as a Whitewater thing, a real estate deal in Arkansas, which was a fraud on the part of the Republicans, just to dig around his personal life. What Clinton should have said is, the hell with you. I'm the president of the United States. No, you're not going to subpoena me, and I'm not going to show up. And they are not going to send the police to grab him or anything like that. But Clinton was a stand-up guy. He gives the deposition, and all it does is unlock a can of worms. Well, the Trump people looked at that, and none of the higher-ups testified. Even Bolton. Bolton claimed, you know, he's sanctimonious, and if the Senate subpoenaed him, he would. Well, the Senate was controlled at the time by the Republicans. They weren't going to subpoena him. It was very sneaky. So this time, I think Raskin thought about that, and he said, you know, I'll subpoena the guy. He'll fight. We'll go to court. A year later, we'll get an order. He won't obey anyway. It'll screw it all up. So we're going to go right pedal to the metal. You want to testify? Great. And the word is that Trump did want to testify, but his lawyers, which is like the C team, the F team, everybody else quit or wouldn't do it, said, are you out of your mind? Right now, you have 45 Republican senators. Doesn't matter what video they come up with, they're going to acquit you. You get up there start talking about fraud and all that, you put some serious pressure on these guys. And so he finally acquiesced to his legal beagles, and he's not going to testify. Now, how are we going to use that at the trial? Very easily. There is an instruction in regular civil cases that if somebody is subpoenaed to testify and refuses to testify when he has no privilege to do it, the jury can draw an inference that he was lying or that he did the bad thing that he's accused of. And Raskin will argue that. Raskin's a good lawyer. The negative inference is very real. But when you have 45 biased judges, it's like 45 judges in Moscow or in North Korea or Beijing or Riyadh or somewhere in the Middle East or Africa. It doesn't matter. There, in a lot of those places, what matters is which lawyer is a closer relative of the judge. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Well, here, what it is these 45 Republicans. You think you're going to get Wormwood? You think you're going to get Lindsey Graham? You think you're going to get Cruz? You think you're going to get Hawley, Marco Rubio? You think you can get any of these people? Come on, Ron Johnson? Doesn't matter what evidence is put up. What is going on here is to make it so agonizingly difficult for the Republicans to vote against conviction that some of them are going to have to think, you know, I got to stand for re-election. My constituents are watching this stuff and they ain't liking it. And it is true that Trump ginned up an insurrection where a cop got beaten to death. Another one got his eye poked out. Two more got brain damage by being hit over the head with lead pipes. A woman got shot. A woman got trampled. Two cops committed suicide. And many cops, over 100, were injured. Over 100. And they were beaten, dragged downstairs, punched. And what? Nothing's going to happen? What? You're going to get the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur and the horns, and that's it? No. No, he's bad news. He should be out of the gene pool. There's no question about that. But the fact of the matter is, so should Trump, okay? That is the point. That is the point. So, invited to testify, chickened out. There'll be a negative inference, but 45 of those judges are like they're in Moscow or Beijing or somewhere. They're not going to care. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break. A lot more back after the break.